I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday ordered a daily humanitarian pause in Moscow's airstrikes on Syrian rebels, a five-hour window to let civilians escape from clashes near Damascus. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said starting Tuesday the Russian stand-down would run from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. local time with the goal of avoiding civilian casualties. Putin's order comes 2 days after the shaky start of a 30-day ceasefire across Syria, unanimously demanded by the UN Security Council. Fighting has continued in eastern Ghouta outside Damascus, the capital, with at least 10 people killed on Monday, according to activists, as airstrikes and bombing resumed. The UN Secretary General on Monday also decried the human rights situation of Rohingya Muslims.
I have traveled several times to northern Rakhine. In my experience, the Rohingya are one of the most discriminated against populations in the world, and that was even before the crisis of the past year.
Antonio Guterres called for unfettered humanitarian access in Rakhine State. Chinese state-run media announced Sunday a proposal to remove the constitutional clause that limits a president to 2 terms in office. Gordon Holden directs the China Institute at Canada's University of Alberta.
This amendment, which will with certainty be passed by the National People's Congress early next month, means that Xi Jinping will be is almost certain to be the supreme leader of China indefinitely and well beyond 2023 when his second term will be up.
Holden said Mr. Xi has been effective in consolidating his hold on power by removing rivals and appointing loyalists. This is VOA News. On Monday, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan starts a 5-day visit to northern and west Africa. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is scheduled to visit Algeria, Mauritania, Senegal and Mali in his tour of the region. Since 2005, as then Prime Minister, Erdogan has made developing deepening ties with Africa a priority, according to Emre Çalışkan, a Turkey Africa analyst at Oxford University.
Since he became Prime Minister, he has been in Africa 24 times. Since 2009, when he became President, he was in Africa 12 times. There are several ambitions, economy, being a global leader, and like use of Islam.
Earlier this month, Istanbul hosted African ministers for a week of meetings. Such gatherings are a regular occurrence and are part of Ankara's efforts to court African leaders. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Analysts warn the rivalry in the Middle East is already spilling into Africa, a process that is likely to continue with Turkey's growing commitment to the continent and its bid to become a global player. United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, said on Monday that oppression is fashionable again.
Shame is also in retreat. Xenophobes and racists in Europe are casting off any sense of embarrassment, like Hungary's Viktor Orban, who earlier this month said, and I quote, "We do not want our color to be mixed in with others," end quote.
Al-Hussein addressed a session of the UN-backed Human Rights Council in Geneva. The Nigerian government has confirmed that 110 female students from the remote town of Dapchi are missing. Chika Odowa reports from Dakar.
Information Minister Lai Mohammed visited the community Sunday.
The total register of the students that came to school on that Monday was 906. As of today, about 110 of them cannot be accounted for.
The Bring Back Our Girls movement is back on the streets in Lagos and Abuja, demanding answers from the government. Aisha Yasufu, one of the faces of the Bring Back Our Girls movement, says the similarities between Chibok in 2014 and Dapchi in 2018 are too striking.
We've had this before. Didn't we learn anything? We have refused to even assimilate what is going on now because it's heartbreaking.
Chika Odua for VOA News, Dakar.
Suspected Boko Haram militants attacked their school 1 week ago today. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Great news. It's VOA with all the latest hits right here.